I'm going to read in Exodus 12. You got a Bible with you? Amen. Somebody said, what do you think about the Bible? Well, I like what's in it. Amen. Amen. That's right. A lot of people say, I believe the Bible. Well, you don't believe it unless you read it. Amen. And do it. That's right. Somebody'd be like, brethren, listen, the Bible is the books of God. Amen. And it is inspired of God. I'm glad it is. And I'm thankful for the inspired word of God. I bless the Lord for it. And if I didn't believe it's the word of God, I wouldn't preach it. Amen. It's not the word of men. They received the word of men. It's the word of God. They received it as the word of God. Amen. You can't receive it unless it gets into you. Amen. You won't receive something unless it's been given to you. Amen. That's right, brother. That's why we preach it. Amen. That's right. Thank God the best we can. Amen. Sometimes it don't seem like we're doing much, but it'll work if you'll do it. Amen. That's right. Bless the Lord. In the book of Exodus 12, been preached this many a time, but this is just what kind of been on my mind this week. And we've been trying to read in the book of Exodus in verse 1, the prior verses there, talking about Pharaoh's heart being hardened by, the Bible said the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of the land. Had been there for 400 years, and we find they was in hard bondage at this time. And of course, the 10 plagues, you know, the plagues of God that he put on Egypt, but it wouldn't release the Israelites. Hey, Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. The 10 plagues that he put on them, some hard plagues, but his hard heart, amen, wouldn't let the Israelites go. And verse 1 said, and the Lord spake. I like that right there. It's a good text. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, Egypt's the type of the world. The month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Notice that. It shall be the first month of the year to you, he said. Amen. This is going to be deliverance time. The word Exodus means departure. Amen. Notice, speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house for their fathers, a lamb for a house. And so he's then giving them instruction. This is what God said. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Notice this, in the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat it, and eat not of it raw, nor sodden it at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof, and ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, of that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. They had to partake of every bit of him. Amen. Listen, thank God, you'll have to partake of him. Amen. If you're going to be saved, it's going to be him this morning. Listen, thank God, Jesus is the Lamb. I know that. Amen. The New Testament message was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And he did. He come to take away sin. And he did do it. He didn't try to do it. He did do it. Amen. He took my sin away and he took your sin away. If you're saved this morning, sin was the problem with all man because of the first man's sin entered into the world. And the Bible said in verse thank God, 11, and thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It's the Lord's Passover. Amen. Notice that. It's the Lord's Passover. That's whose Passover it is. Amen. He's the one that set it up, thank God. And listen, this morning, and verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I'll execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. And so God gives Moses
lesson there in this. Amen. This is the way he's going to deliver them, God, from Egypt. And it's no other deliverance that's going to be made but through sacrifice and the blood. In fact, Hebrews 11 made this verse, amen, right here about Moses. It said, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest that destroyer, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And so the man that, thank God, God gave it to had to be, amen, the leader, thank God, to put the blood to his doorpost. Amen. For God to do his will that night in the land of Egypt. For they had been there over 400 years. Amen. And now they're crying out because they're in, under heavy bondage. And my friend, the Israelites, thank God, they was going through it. And they made stricter laws and rules on them. And we know the record how God put his blessing on Israel. And his blessing still on Israel, whether you won't agree to it or not. I still believe, brother, listen, I'm glad we're the Israel of God. I'm thankful by faith we're in the covenant. Amen. Thank God, the covenant. We're in the covenant of God by faith. Thank God, faithful Abraham. I mean, we've got the promises of God, as brother Kevin said. And we're in that faith. I still believe God's got his eye on physical Israel as well. I believe that. Amen. Listen, but I'm telling you this, in this day, the Israelites, the Hebrews, amen, were in the land of Egypt. Remember how Joseph went down there and become governor of the land, and then they moved down there and they multiplied. There's a couple million or more, amen, was down in Egypt by this time. And now Pharaoh, my friends, put harder bondage on them, but God is going to deliver them. I'm telling you this morning, a man will never get out of the bondage until he sees he's in bondage. Amen. You're in bondage. You're addicted to sin. And mankind is a sinner. He's the standard of God's up here, and we'll never reach it, because the standard of God is holiness. The standard of God is without sin. God says a man's going to have to be without sin, amen, to please the God of heaven. And the only way it's going to be is going to be because God, amen, offered himself. Jesus offered himself. That's the only way God accepted anything. It's God's son Jesus offered himself. And that's how you get in, and that's how I get in. And here in this record here, thank God, there were some things that God said. He said, take a lamb for a house. Amen. A house, this ain't talking about the structure. It's talking about them in the house. Amen. Them that was in the house, even though the blood had to be put on the house. Amen. It was protecting them in the house. The firstborn in the house. Amen. The firstborn of that family. Amen. Listen. If they had not had blood on the door, they would perish. They would die. Amen. Listen. God gave that plan to the Israelite. It was to Israel. He did not give it to the Egyptians. He gave it to the Israelite. He was going to judge every house. God, man and beast. Amen. In that night that he passed through, a friend, thank God, to take the firstborn. A firstborn is a type of Adam, which is a sinner. But listen, thank God, Jesus, amen, came to deliver mankind. Thank God, from sin once and for all. Hey, friend, it's him. I'm going to tell you that. I got to praying this morning. I said, God, it can't be nothing but you. I'm too weak. I can't do it. I can't do it myself. It's got to be him. And if we got to see anything done, it's got to be him. Oh, God, come where we're at. I'm glad he already has. Amen. In the person of Jesus, took on flesh. Thank God, became man. Thank God, died on the cross. Amen. Thank God, when they got to the other side, he said, remember this day when you were delivered from the house of bondage. Amen. Listen. Thank God, we got a day to remember. Amen. When we was delivered from the house of bondage, I'm free. Thank God, the songwriter said, not of my own good, but what the Lord Jesus did. Amen. Thank God. I don't know what else to say but that. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Listen here. He said, here, take a lamb without blemish. He said it can't have no, thank God, spot. It's got to be undefiled. It's got to, listen to the first here. Could you imagine them youngins in that house? Hey, could you imagine your youngins? If you had lived in that day as an Israelite, amen, they said, Daddy, what? Amen, what did Moses say? And he said, son, we're going to have to take the best lamb we got without a spot. And son, we're going to have to kill it. Amen. Oh, amen. On the 14th day, we're going to have to kill that lamb. Could you imagine that little boy of yours saying, why, Daddy, why? Because that's what God says. Listen, friend, are you hearing me today? You'll never figure God out. You'll never figure his plan out. Amen. Listen, we would never come up with such a plan. Ain't God would have tried to do it some other way. But God says there's got to be a lamb killed. And the whole congregation in on it. They're agreeing to it. Amen. Listen, when Jesus died, my friend, it was the, listen, it was them religious people. It's them Jews set away with him. We don't want him. Crucify him. But I could hear my voice in that crowd. It said, I don't want him. Crucify him. Amen. I was in that crowd on that day. Amen. Even though a Gentile. Amen. I'd have been the same way. I'd have been with the crowd. I'd have said, hang him on a cross. Let Barabbas go. Brother, listen. But I'm glad, thank God, he went to the cross. I'm glad he willingly laid down his life. I'm glad it was by the foreknowledge of God that the plan had been set up. Judas was born, my friend, to fulfill the scripture that he took that crowd to Jesus. Amen. Had him arrested. He didn't fight against them. He knew in the garden when he said, the Father's will be done. That he would have to go. And he went, thank God. And he has gone to the cross. Thank God to die for me. Amen. I had no life in. I had no understanding. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, one day the God of heaven showed me. Thank God he is a lamb of God. Amen. To take away the sin of the world. The only way we can get to him. Thank God it's through his son this morning. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You never would this morning. Well, he'd have put us all in hell if it's been up to us. Amen. We was all going to hell. He will say, I don't believe that. Well, you don't believe the Bible. We're condemned already. Amen. We're condemned already. The condemnation stamp was upon me. I was guilty as a man could be, friend. Amen. Been tried, broke the law of God. Amen. Have you ever broke the law of God? Sure you have. Have you ever told a lie? Then you're a liar. Amen. Thank God, if you ever took anything you ought not took, then you're a thief. Amen. Have you ever cussed and blasphemed the name of God? Then you're a blasphemer. Amen. You broke the law of God. You was born that way. Thank God the revelation of the law came. Thank God to let us know we was not righteous. We was unrighteous. The law was given to let us know exactly what we were before God. And my friend, without the law, there'd be no sin or knowledge of sin. The knowledge of sin come by the law, friend. And the law says you're guilty this morning. That you're a sinner this morning. There ain't a one of us any good apart from God. Ain't nobody got salvation apart from Christ. Ain't nobody saved apart from him. He is the only way this morning. I'm preaching the gospel to your heart. It's the way it is, friend, and there's no other way. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, well, you got to be so forceful. Because God is, I'm telling you. That's right. The Bible's forceful. Everybody got mad when I got saved. So why you won't be so dogmatic? Because God put it in me like that. Amen. Son, you think John the Baptist told that crowd, he said, bring fruits meet for repentance. You think he said it in a sissy way or he had it with authority? Amen. Brother, he had been out, thank God, in the wilderness. Amen. Listen, God taught him. That's right. He was a God-taught man. The Holy Ghost taught him. He said, brother, there's the Lamb of God. That's the Lamb of God. That taketh away the sin of the world. Hey, friend, it's all on the Lamb of God this morning. Amen. That's right. This religious stuff people does ain't worth a hill of beans. God have mercy. Amen. Ain't nothing religious about me. Amen. Thank God they got all these churches today with all this, thank God, furniture in it. Amen. Thank you. Oh, that's holy. Listen, thank God for the place we meet. This is an assembly place, and we ought to thank God for it and take care of it. But there ain't no holiness in it. Listen, I was reading this, thank God, this week. And brother, them men went down there to the temple. I'm preaching to you. Amen. The hour of prayer, that's when they went. Can't even get people to come to the prayer meeting no more. But they went to the hour of prayer. Amen. Listen, that man was outside the gate begging alms. Amen. Peter didn't have no money. Amen. But he said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I unto thee. I take up, thank God, walk. He reached down and got him by the hand, and he reached up. Ain't got an ankle of bones. See strength in it. Amen. That man was lame from birth. Ain't God, now he's leaping and praising God. Amen. He goes into the temple. Amen. They see that man about 40 years old with that miracle performed. And they looked upon Peter, and this is what he said. You look upon me like it's my holiness or by my name. He said, but brother, that man stands here whole because of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I know that's right. It's him alone. And God, he does it all, friend. Hey, hey, it's him alone. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Then he said, you're going to have to kill that lamb. Said, you got to kill him. I mean, he's got to be slaughtered. Boy, people don't like that kind of religion. Right. Amen. They don't like it, Brother Hobson. Right. Amen. They'll go to catechism and get a sprinkling bath. Yeah. Amen. Profess them to know God. Amen. Go through a little church. Yeah. Amen. Class. Amen. Go through all them things of religion and go to hell. They don't know nothing about an inward grace. Right. They don't know nothing about the Lamb of God. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, Brother Joe, you're raising Catholicism. Amen. That's all they are. It's outward show of a religion of an Old Testament covenant that knows nothing about the New Testament salvation. That's in the person of Christ. Amen. Amen. Right. You can't tell me nothing unless you know it. Yes, amen. They killed that lamb. Jesus, the lamb, led to the slaughter. Yes, that word slaughter means massacre. Yes, he was massacred. He was. Amen. He wasn't just had to, thank God, two drops of blood coming out of his hand like in pictures show. Yeah. No way. He is massacred. The Son of God was massacred. Notice this here. The Bible says, and I want, when you kill it in the evening, this is what the Bible said. He said, and they shall take the blood of that innocent lamb, of that sacrificial lamb.
Right.
That lamb that sacrificed, that gave himself. A sacrifice is giving yourself. If you're going to give a sacrifice, you giving up yourself. Amen. For somebody else. That's what the lamb did for them. Amen. That's right. Boy, if you can ever see what I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost turn your eyes on. Thank God it won't take you long to grab a hold of it. Amen, son. You ever get past from, amen, yourself and your religion and what you think you are and see what you really are, because it took bloodshed to get you out of the sin you was in. Why would you sing, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What would you sing, are you washed in the blood? You don't sing, are you washed in the water? Amen. You don't sing, are you washed in your church membership? Thank God, are you washed in the blood? Anybody with the common sense, thank God. How could you sing that? How could you sing Amazing Grace and praise God? Once I was lost and now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. That's God's work, friend. Thank God, John Newton knew about that, praise God, when he wrote the song, friend. I'm just saying this morning, brother, listen. Thank God, he had to kill a lamb, and then he said, take the blood of the lamb. That's why he says, strike it on the two side posts of the outside of the house there. And on the doorpost, upper doorpost of the houses, wherein they shall eat. They ate the lamb. They roasted the lamb and ate the lamb. They ate every bit of him. If you read that, he said, eat it not raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire his head and with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. That would be inward pertinences, inward parts. And yet let nothing of it remain until the morning. In other words, partake of it all. take the whole lamb. And I understand and know in this dispensation, I'm trying my best, thank God, to take the culture of that day, even going back now, amen, to Israel and the culture of that day, even when the New Testament church come in and they had the Lord's Supper, they had a literal supper. I do not think it's wrong in how we do the Lord's Supper, and I want to do it soon. But I don't think it's wrong to take the bread and the fruit of the vine. And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In fact, we call it a church ordinance. It's a church, that's what we call it. In fact, he said, here the feast and ordinance forever. That's what he said. And I believe that. I mean, I really believe that, that the church ought to do that. But I'm trying to find out in my own mind, amen, of how they done it, amen, and how they keep doing it. And brother, the Jewish people have blinded eyes, amen, to who the Messiah is and who Jesus is, unless God opened their eyes. And they're blinded right now, and they still offering up sacrifices. He's already sacrificed. Now you'll never see it till you see it.
Right.
Amen. I remember they had a sign one time that said, See Rock City.
Yeah.
Had them on them barns up there all the time. We'd ride up through the mountain and see Rock City. And I always thought, I want to see it. Amen. We went there one day and I did see it. But I had to see it with my own eyes. Now it wasn't something that great, but thank God I did see it. And there's a lot of things I've seen. I've seen the ocean. I can testify of it. I've seen it. I've been there. I've seen the mountains. I like the mountains. Amen. That's right. I've seen them. They're beautiful. But no man will ever see it till he sees it. I can describe to you all day. You could describe to me all day about where you grew up on the farm and all that you did and what was there, but I don't see it until I see it. I can see it in my imagination like some people have. But when I seen it, thank God I seen it. And until you see him as who he is, you never will see him. And then the Holy Ghost has to show you him and who he is and what he did. And he is the Lamb of God. And until you see it, you'll not see it. Amen. What's that mean, preacher? You're blind?
Yes, sir. We are blind.
You're blind? You're blind. The God of this world is blind to the minds of them that believe not. I can go to this young man here. I'll use him for example. He come this born in this church. What are you, 27 now? He's 27 years old. Brother here, all three of these young men born into the church. And we had told you, I taught this morning Sunday school down there from my wife. And I remember, you know, I mean, you've grown up in here. You got good parents, and they said, Jeremy, they said you got to be saved. And you'd say, that's right. If you went to any other place and they didn't preach the truth, you wouldn't go back because you know it. But here's the thing. You know it up here because mom and daddy taught you that. There's a personal day in everybody's life that they see the Lamb of God who he is. And not only he can show it to me, he showed it to me. It's amazing that he showed it to me the way he showed it to me through the preach word of the revelation of Christ, who he is, thank God. And when he opened my eyes, I realized I was a sinner and he's the Savior. Amen. That's right. And then Jonathan, I mean, he's 27 years old. He come here. He heard enough of it. You've heard it from the pulpit. You've heard me say you must be born again. The Bible said you got to be saved. You got to know Christ. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. You didn't understand that. You just knew what I was saying come to the Bible. That's all you knew. You even had some knowledge. About 3 years ago in a revival meeting, and God had been stirring in his heart for a while. He saw himself not knowing God. That's a blessing.
Oh, yes.
So on that last night of meeting, he got on the altar or up here, praise God, before God, and got to praying. And he laid there a while, I don't know how long, and he got up with peace in his heart, according to his testimony, and got saved.
Amen.
I baptized him as identifying with Christ in his church. Amen. It's an open confession. Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm going to preach what's on my heart, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'll let you go. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you're saved, you ain't been baptized, you surely, I'm going to tell you what you are. You're disobedient.
Yes, you are. Right. That's the
Buddy, you talking about Acts chapter 2, and when they glad to receive the word were baptized, they was identifying with the Messiah, and they knew that was going to cost them their family and life when they did. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you this, you can believe what you want to. The way we do it, and it ain't altogether wrong, but it's not the way they done it. When them people got saved, you know what their open confession with the church was? Their baptism. It wasn't up front of the church giving a testimony. Their baptism was their testimony of faith. It wasn't what saved them, but they was baptized as evidence that they had been saved. A man that won't get baptized says he's saved. He's disobedient.
Yes. That's the truth.
Say, that's awful hard. Well, thank God for it.
Good.
You want me to tell you, thank God if you're dying, you all right? I don't like it. Amen. I don't like to go to the doctor and he tells me bad news. But praise God, bad news can turn into good news. Amen. That's right. I went to the heart doctor there when I had that heart. Thank God. I thought, man, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm coaching basketball, preaching everything else. My wife says, probably your gallbladder. I said, yeah, that's what it is. They took me in there and said, we got to keep you. I said, what's wrong? She said, your heart's messed up. Yeah, I had about five blockages. And that guy said this, ease y'all's mind. It wasn't fried chicken, neither stress, probably. Hereditary. Amen. That diet didn't help. I got quadruple bypass. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad, thank God, he told me what it was.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you, I'd be laying in the grave somewhere if it wasn't.
Yes, sir, you sure would.
Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, thank God he diagnosed me right. He operated right. Amen. If God don't tell you what you are, you never will get no help. The Holy Ghost has got to meet you head on and let you know what you are and who he is. And they said to get out of Egypt, we're going to have a lamb. We got to kill him. And we got to take his blood and put it on our door. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Glory to God. I want to tell you what, friend. He done it all for me. You can't help God save you.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
So what they did was they took the blood and put it in a basin. And I think this is right. The head of the home, no doubt, it would have been the daddy. Took the hyssop weed, dipped it in blood, and put it on the top of the doorpost, side post, picture of the cross. And when he put that blood up there, it protected the firstborn.
Yes, sir.
The night that God was going to pass through the land and destroy the firstborn in every house in Egypt.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. If Israelite hadn't had blood on there, that firstborn would have been dead.
Right.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you this morning. If you don't have the applied blood to your heart, you'll die lost. You're going to have to have, how do I know it, preacher? By faith. Amen. It ain't feeling, it's faith. It feels good, but it's still faith. Amen. The door didn't say, I feel the blood. Amen. But he had the blood. Amen. It ain't by feeling, it's by faith. Faith brings feeling. And I'm going to tell you this, friend. Are you hearing me? It had to be that lamb's blood. That's the only blood that could work. It just couldn't be any blood. It had to be the lamb. Listen, it could not be other blood but Christ's blood. Jesus' blood is the only sufficient substance, amen, from God himself. It was the blood of God in his veins that he shed. Thank God, he shed it as a criminal. He hung as a criminal, even though he wasn't. He took sin upon him. He became sin. He was punished for sin. God punished him for sin. God punished him for sin. My sin punished him. It was my sin that he was dying for. The only way, Brother Hobson, I wish I'd have heard the justification. I love the term. I love the truth. But listen, we would never be justified in the court of God without the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody would. The only help and hope we got's in the blood of Christ. That's the one thing that God accepts. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. That means there's no forgiveness. There's no forgiveness, Brother Danny, unless the blood, thank God, has been applied to your heart. The day you knelt on the Honeycutt's table over there, amen to God, and the Holy Ghost was in that thing. Amen. He took away every sin.
Everyone. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. This is amazing to me. I'm telling you, it's amazing of what Christ did. Listen, I'm about through. Christ shed his blood for sin. He said it. He said he did not spill his blood. Sorry to say, he wasn't scarred. He was wounded. I know songs got to put words to rhyme, but it ain't true. There ain't no nail scars there. It's wounds that the friends put in there. That's what the book of God says. Amen. They are still there. And he'll show them to us. Amen. When we see him, thank God he'll show his body. He'll show his wounds. Amen. That's in his hands and in his feet and in his side. We will see him as he is. Hey, friend, thank God that's love wounds. He died for us. Glory to God. Amen to God. You say, what about the Passover, preacher? I'm going to give it to you. Listen to me. Christ is our Passover. He's our Passover. He's our Lamb. He's our Passover. Amen. He is our Passover. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Ain't that what he said? He said, Aaron, that's a good name. He was with Moses. That was his brother. 3 years older than Moses was his brother, Aaron. Amen. And he said, when I see the blood, Aaron had to put blood on his house. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That word pass, I mean, I looked it up. It meant to skip over you. I'll hop over you. I ain't gonna come and judge your house because you got the blood. I know y'all think I might be a little crazy, but I've driven through these country club houses. I'm not against it. I'm glad for them. But if they don't have blood, I'm not talking about physical blood on the door of the house, but the door of their heart. But there's a whole heart, a lot of people today, brother, that don't have the blood applied to their heart. And I'm going to tell you how God done that for me, and I mean I'm finished. The old preacher told me about being born again. And there was no way I could obtain what he was preaching. It was impossible. Did not understand it. There's none that understandeth. Ain't nobody can understand the way of God. Amen. It's amazing to me. And you talk about hunters. I'm not a hunter, but praise God, these hunters put the head on the wall. They don't put the blood on the wall. Amen. That's Jesus said put the blood on it. Blood's a picture of sacrifice. Blood's a picture of my friend, of death. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. And that old man of God, he said, you got to be born again. Listen to me. I didn't know nothing about God. I went to religious services. I played a little athletic for that assembly, but didn't know nothing about God. No, I mean nothing. I didn't read my Bible. I didn't pray. Didn't have no interest in it. If somebody says something to me about God, my mama taught me to be reverend now. In fact, she taught us in the Methodist religion. We went over there, you know. She'd say, now, you sit still on that pew. You listen to that man up there. Boy, it's about hard to do that. Yes, but when she made me do it. But you know what? I knew nothing about God. I mean, if somebody said, could you quote a verse of Scripture? I said, I don't think you can. I see these signs at the sporting events. Say John 3:16 on it. The guy's holding it up with painted hair. I don't know much about it. I ain't going to get into that. It takes the preach word. The spoken word. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, Brother Todd. You and your wife come into this church when you was a young man. And I'm not saying you're old. I'm just saying you was young. Getting out of that one there. You and Miss Jennifer just got married. Moved to North Carolina from West Virginia. And you come in this church, and in a 1991 revival, I think, or 92, it's 92, Jimmy Clark was preaching in January of 92. And the Holy Ghost of God come where he was sitting and spoke to his heart. His wife had just got saved in November of 91. And you know what happened, don't you? The Holy Spirit opened his eyes. And he showed him the Lamb of God.
Right.
And the day God saved me, it was so simple when the Holy Ghost opened my eyes, Brother Hobson.
It's good, brother. It is simple.
I mean, when he said it's Christ alone and nothing else, and he is your Lord, he is your Savior, he is the one, he's already done it, and what you have to do is believe him. And when I did, thank God, that new life come into me. I can't explain it. I'm just telling you, praise God, this is what happened. New life coming to me, made me a new man. God gave me hope and faith. Amen, brother. Listen, that's what it takes. But something happened, thank God, for it to take place. And that's because he died for me. Thank God that I can believe in him. Amen. That's why Paul said he gave himself for me. And the blood of Christ cleansed me from all sin. That means every sin that I ever will commit is under the blood of Christ. That's right. Somebody said, I'm trying to hold on. I said, praise God, he's holding me. I ain't holding him. You know why people live in a guilt life? I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't understand grace. The grace of God that brings salvation appeared to us, all men, and teaching us. And it teaches us this. It might teach us denying ungodliness, the world lust. We shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. But it also teaches us, thank God, that the work's been done.
Right.
It's been done, Brother Joe.
It's been done.
That's why. Now listen. How in the world, brother? I mean, think about this. Here you come. You was from Michigan. Here you, thank God, ended up this church, you and your good wife. And I mean, you take, just look at this thing, man. Look at it. Brother Todd come from West Virginia. Brother Hobson lives in Moxville. Amen. All these different people, Tasha, where God brought you from and brought you here. And think about all these people in here today and listen to some man get up here and holler and declare all this stuff. And you know what? All you just say, agree to it and say amen, because we're in the same family and we've got the same birth and we've been washed in the same blood and we all know the same thing. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, that's why we can enjoy it, son. That's why God made it possible and he made it certain for sinners. Amen.
Yes.
The only way you can know it, thank God's have it.
Right.
Amen. The only way you can know it is you know what happened to you.
Yes, sir. You have to know it.
And that's because the Lamb of God gave himself.
Amen.
For sin once. Mm-hmm. We could be saved. Amen. Appreciate you hearing me this morning. Thank God for it. Let's stand. I appreciate you being here. Amen. Brother.